The Canadian Football League's championship game is the culmination of 162 matches played over 7 months, but the game wouldn't be the same without the historic Grey Cup trophy to hoist. To kick off a week of activities leading to the 109th Grey Cup at Mosaic Stadium on November 20, 15 Wing Air Base helped deliver the storied trophy to Saskatchewan, safely, but in style. Nearly 100 guests, dignitaries and military personnel gathered in Hangar 7 on November 14 to watch as a Snowbird's jet taxied to the hangar entrance with the Grey Cup strapped into the co-pilot seat. CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi and Wing Commander Colonel Jonathan Bouchard took the trophy and walked into the hangar, where they set it on a pedestal. Several people then spoke about the importance of the trophy and the events leading to the Grey Cup. This year's Grey Cup theme is, Bring It to the Heartland. We're talking about being Canadian. I don't think it gets more Canadian than a Grey Cup being flown in a Snowbird, said Regina Mayor Sandra Masters, who noted she was beyond thrilled to welcome the trophy to Saskatchewan. The Grey Cup is solely and unmistakably Canadian, and is one of the country's most powerful symbols that brings people together, she continued. The cup represents passion, sportsmanship and community, and communities within communities, including Riders fans who appear everywhere across Canada. The arrival of the trophy and CFL officials makes the reality of the week-long Grey Cup Festival more apparent for Regina. While the event's tradition encourages Canadians and football fans to celebrate the spirit of the game together, no matter who's playing, Masters remarked. From coast to coast, people will tune in, and fans will come from across the country, to cheer on their team. And just to cheer on the game of football, she said. Our city is filled with anticipation and excitement to welcome the league, the teams and the fans to Regina, what we consider the heartland of football. The Cup's arrival is a great moment for 15 Wing and Regina, while it's exciting to unite two worlds, sports and military, that function through teamwork, said Bouchard. While the Snowbirds fly everywhere in Canada, it will be special when they fly over the stadium before the game begins. We're very proud to have them as our ambassador to show our proficiency and our discipline, he added. And having them in Regina complete their display is going to be a memorable show. Not only is the Grey Cup a symbol of team supremacy, but it is also a symbol of teamwork, said Ambrosi, who thought it was epic to see the trophy arrive by fighter jet. He also thought the trophy was a symbol of national values and unity. The event brings Canadians together in a very unique and a very special way. And we will see people come to this great province, and come to the city of Regina, from every nook and cranny in Canada and from all four corners, he continued. And they'll come to do something together, to be Canadians together, and celebrate the Grey Cup together as an event. Ambrosi thanked the Saskatchewan Roughriders for hosting the Grey Cup, pointing out the team was supposed to host it in 2020, but the pandemic cancelled that season. He commended the team for its careful planning and thanked the organizing committee and over 1,100 volunteers for ensuring fans have a great time. The commissioner later noted that the Canadian forces usually find a special way to bring the trophy to the host community. Seeing the Grey Cup strapped into the Snowbirds' jet was special, considering both are great Canadian symbols. He also thanked the airbase for its hospitality and service. Ambrosi added that he wanted to fly in the Snowbirds' jet but joked that the plane has a weight limit. He is a former CFL offensive lineman, so only the Cup could take the ride. The 109th Grey Cup game occurs Sunday, November 20 and starts at 5:30 p.m. on TSN.